More than 40 students at the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine are utilizing their training during the COVID-19 pandemic. As KUNR's On Gray reports, they're working as volunteers across Northern Nevada.
The American Association of Medical Colleges announced in mid-March a recommendation for medical students to suspend clinical rotations. The goal was to protect the safety of students and patients and to reduce community spread. Lauren Evans is a fourth-year medical student, and she was in the midst of her vascular surgery rotation at a Reno hospital.
I remember patients, all of the patients coming in for vascular problems, but only wanting to talk about COVID-19. And for a while, I was pretty scared being in the hospital.
Evans is training to be an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And after she graduates, she's slated to start her residency at UCLA in June. She's finishing med school online and is also a volunteer.
Our administration sent out this email saying, hey, we want volunteers to do all of these things from answering phones to childcare of physicians, all the way to, you know, suiting up in the hazmat suits and testing patients for COVID. Kind of being the thrill seeker I am, I said, well, I want to swab people. I want to actually be out there.
Several days a week, Evans dons personal protective equipment, or PPE, and helps with taking nasal swabs at COVID-19 testing sites, including a drive-through location run by the Washoe County Health District. Just like her dad, she's willing to take the risks involved.
My father is a physician, though. He's an anesthesiologist, so he's also working on the front lines in Las Vegas. He definitely worries about me. I worry about him, too. My mom, she is very supportive, but also very worried. So, and understandably so.
Dr. Lisa Calvo is a hospitalist who provides medical care in Reno. She's also the interim associate dean for medical education at UNR. Med students are stepping up to volunteer around the community. They are providing triage support for COVID-19 call centers, providing elderly check-ins, and helping with drive-through testing. Calvo says the crisis has required all healthcare workers to shift gears quickly.
Everybody is adjusting their roles, adjusting what our everyday lives look like to all step up and collectively answer this unprecedented challenge and unprecedented responsibility for us as the healthcare workforce to really do what we can to continue to provide the best possible care for not just our COVID-19 patients, but, you know, also all of our other patients. The heart attacks and the strokes and the other injuries, like, those don't stop.
Even though the pandemic has, for the moment, disrupted the traditional way medical students are trained, Calvo says students also have so much to gain.
They're really seeing the impact and how we're all so interconnected in the communities in which we live and all the different aspects that go into affecting an individual's health, such as access to healthcare.
Adam Hines is with the Regional Emergency Services Authority, or REMSA, the ambulatory provider across Northern Nevada. The agency is working with the health district to operate a COVID-19 24/7 call center.
The med students participate in this as part of like a public health type experience. And they're getting direct patient contact over the phone. I mean, it's safe because they're not necessarily in front of a patient, but they're interviewing, they're using compassion and empathy skills.
People call in with questions about COVID-19 and can also be screened over the phone if they suspect they might have been infected. Morgan Derby is a third-year med student at UNR and was finishing up her psychiatry rotation when it was interrupted because of the pandemic. She's one of the volunteers manning the phones at the REMSA COVID-19 hotline.
I would say what I've learned the most is just that, you know, people need someone to talk to at times of severe stress.
Despite the challenges medical providers are facing during the pandemic, Derby remains committed to her goal of becoming an ER doctor.
I think it definitely, for me, it makes me more committed. I've always wanted to help people. And this is just something on the mass scale where what we know and what we learn is something that we can definitely give back to others and help them.
Governor Steve Sisolak signed an emergency directive earlier this month to expand the medical workforce, including the Battleborn Medical Corps. The state is cutting red tape, waiving some licensing requirements to allow retired medical professionals, out-of-state providers, and medical students to help out. So far, hundreds have joined the effort. On Gray for KUNR News.
The phone number for the COVID-19 hotline mentioned in this story for Washoe County residents is 775-328-2427. This story was produced with support from the Mick Hitchcock Project for Visualizing Science, which is part of the Reynolds School of Journalism.